If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
So, here we go. Today we've got Drive Moment. Can solving other people's problems become addictive? So yesterday I'm watching TV, then Khomutso drops a video and I really get annoyed. And to be quite honest, I don't understand this. So you will address it. You'll have to address, because you also have a clip, right?
Yes, we do have a clip.
Yeah, we do have a clip.
We do have a clip, and I think
There's no clip. A clip you have it to.
Haibo, where's the clip, Jess?
It has been
what that clip essentially was talking about is how sometimes our ego drives the way we help.
Mm-hmm.
So you start being addicted to being Superman or Superwoman because it feeds your ego. So when you are able to help me, it feeds your ego. And I think we've seen it even in relationships where people, I don't want to say they are dating below their own standard, but they are dating a person that they need to fix first, because I'm always addicted to this fixing things, helping problems, helping this person. And when they are not needed, it's actually quite offensive to them. Without me.
Yeah, like
as if everything falls apart when you are not around.
Yeah, like I've been paying bills for you.
Yes.
Pay for your phone.
Absolutely.
Groceries. Mm-hmm. Rent. What? Mm-hmm. So the day they say, you know what, Kishap?
Yeah, the day that person says, you know what, my
so feel offended with you. Yeah. I'm Sakonic Caesar.
Because your worth lies in the help.
Mm.
Your worth doesn't lie in anything else. So you are no longer helping because Kagiso needs help. You are helping because it feeds now your own ego.
And you're in control. You feel like you're in control.
Absolutely.
And also speaking about the ego as well, I think it's something that we mentioned a couple of weeks ago of people who pretend to be helping other people.
Yes, those
They are taking videos.
Yeah. Mm.
Do you know? And
mm-hmm.
I was saying, you know, you can actually see that the person who is being helped, right? They're embarrassed. They are very uncomfortable by this person shooting a video, but they have no choice but to accept what they are being given.
Because they don't have.
Yeah. Mm. But then the person who does this carries on. Like now it makes them feel good. They drive around just finding random people to help.
Guys, I think that's where probably even the basis of Mbokoto is built.
Yeah.
I think the basis of Mbokoto is built on absolutely that. You being the Superman, the matriarch. How about it? The matriarch of the family. It's that woman when she has not arrived at home. Okay, cool, guys. Let's tell you you're fixing it. You know what? I'm not going to say I am exactly that.
Yeah, you're almost.
Mara. Hi, man. I'm in the vicinity.
But when I come, so we know you. Maybe by Mr. Rotrapea, so it's fine. You know,
I'm
everyone.
In the vicinity.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Now people don't eat.
Yeah.
Because I didn't cook.
Because I got vegan.
No, guys. Oh, it can't be. So there's a huge difference between interdependency and codependency. And people that are fueled by this ego to help are actually very codependent individuals. They can never make it on their own because they are not sharing responsibilities they want to take over. Whereas Ifra Tusana is then interdependent. So yeah, that's what we're talking about. Can solving other people's problems become addictive? And be honest, are you in the vicinity or you are that person? If you cannot help...
Or you are married to that person. Yeah.
If you can't help, your whole life feels like you are falling apart. Let us know.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
So, we do have that clip. Because the reason why we had to find that clip, Skumba, is because we don't trust Khomutso.
Oh, wow.
That's the reason.
Yes, that's the reason why we are playing this clip.
Can solving other people's problems become addictive?
Before you try to solve a problem, first make sure it's your problem. That like blew my mind when I first came in. It was like, oh, a friend of mine is going through a breakup. I need to go over there and I need to start helping her pack her stuff. It's like, why am I solving someone else's problems? My addiction was to get out of myself. Instead of checking out with drugs or alcohol, I was like, I'm going to use someone else's problems to disassociate and to get some self-esteem. That's how low my self-esteem is, that I need to go rescue someone to feel good about myself.
Ah, you see, now I understand.
But not this is right.
No, I basically get it. Because you know what? Sometimes in life, right, we like acting as if our lives are perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Ne? Kanti our lives are just as broken as that friend
as
of
Messi,
ours.
Yep.
Who is
yeah.
Yeah.
Ah, wow.
Because, I mean, when I was talking to Andy earlier on, I said, you know, for us, maybe ladies, the one thing we can put is us always trying to fix these men.
Yeah.
To suit our whatever. And it never happens. And we become so codependent on this thing of fixing men. I've got a friend who says that, you know, if you act like an academic hospital, patients will leave. After they get well, what do? They check out. Nobody's going to be a patient forever.
Never.
So be careful as well of always being Mr. Or Mrs. Fixer, because people will leave you once you fix them. What else? What can they do? A car doesn't stay at the mechanic if it's well, unless it's mine.
I'm always available to help. I help, and when I help, it makes me feel good. But there are times where I can't, you know, go all out. But, you know, just nje ukuzwa that feeling yokuthi umuntu athi thank you, wow, uncedile. You know, ke ntho engwe leng gore lwena ya go builder as a person. You end up even tomorrow waking up ready to help another person. Yeah, no, re thusane.
Yeah, and also I know of so many people. And someone posted something interesting that, you know, abusers are always nice to the neighbors and other people.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Then you'll pretend as if when you're a savior.
Yeah.
But when I ask your family members, is this person for real? They're like, yo.
But I got
a thing. And you know what the big thing for me is, right?
Yeah.
Is that like this gentleman saying that he's always readily available to help. At one point or the other, your spandex must go into the machine, because that's then your attitude towards everything. You are resentful because and nobody is always there for you. And that is the problem of being a superman or a superwoman 24/7.
You're sounding like musicians or people in the entertainment industry. When they're down and out, they'll talk about how they are not being recognized. I mean, I always say, when you were famous, when you were bowling, you didn't think about...
You didn't even take our interviews,
Do you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know where the entitlement comes from, eh? Yeah, sorry, I used to read bulletins. I was the best reading bulletins.
Not only in the afternoon, also in the morning.
In the
morning. Wow. Really?
That person who works in Pick and Pay might as well complain as well.
Yeah, because it's a job.
May it never be me.
I've seen it happen to my father. I've seen that man help his siblings throughout my entire life, you know, whatever they needed financially, even though they have jobs, because he's their brother and he was well off financially, he was always expected to be the helper, even if, you know, it's not his area where he should be helping.
I'm that kind of a person who likes to help people, and I feel okay. It's not about ego. For me, it's about just helping a person, and I feel good when maybe we can call it ego. But if I do help a person, I never show it, I never tell anyone, but it makes me feel good. But this year, because I have realized that people are taking advantage of my kindness, people are taking advantage of knowing good, even in the middle of the month, mina must be 911. So if you do ask, as in asking for this, don't say you are borrowing, just say you're asking, then my heart is at ease to know Uguti is not gonna come back.
Guys, this thing of helping people is nice, but up until it's your turn to be helped, these people bazokujikela abantu. I remember amajita besale siblomile sithenga utshwala siphuza kuba mnandi. I lost my job for 3 months. Kwanyamalala wonke umuntu, omunye wathi kimi ngayaphakamisa ibhiyenge ngikhona ukuyithenga
unamanga
kanti ngiyabuya egameni maka unceda umuntu. Unceda umuntu ngentizwe yamhlophe, unganceda umuntu with an expectation of getting something back. Ngoba abantu, they will hate you, and when yonke into yakho boyenza ngentizwe yamhlophe.
I think most of us single women have this problem in common, because then the guy doesn't know what he's going to come to the relationship and bring. And me, now I've heard it quite a couple of times, Uti, I'm too self-sufficient. And I don't know how not to be, you know? It's a very, it's heartbreaking, because some of us would like to get married, but like for the right reasons. But now it becomes so difficult, because now you have to pretend to need a person. And if naturally you're not like that, it's such a big, big problem in a relationship. You might take it for granted, but it's huge.
But you heard there's a voice note there already talking about regretting to help. I think that's when you are starting to feed your ego, because there are things that you must forgo.
Yeah.
There are moments where you're like, I know I can help here, but let's see what Skumba does.
Yeah.
If Skumba needs me,
There was a day where David Kao said, you know, sometimes you don't have to help everyone.
Yeah.
My biggest thief. Unga sees. Watch if you want to watch.
Yeah.
That person will be buried.
Absolutely.
Without you even popping out 10 rand. So it's not about you helping all the time. Sometimes you just need to.
Take off the cape. Take it off.
You know, I don't understand guys who don't want a self-sufficient woman in their lives, guys. You know, when you meet a partner who works, has a job, thinks your life can be so rosy. Yeah. Like, even when there are problems, Kumba, when you're not around,
yeah,
they are able to solve problems,
mm-hmm,
you know? So any other guy who's unsettled by a successful woman...
Intimidation.
Mina, guys, I don't know. Eh? Where do you come from? Eh? Where do you come from? Because... Sorry, Khomuto. Because... So life is full of surprises.
Sure.
You know, I always say, sometimes when you're successful, do not brag.
Mm.
If you have a partner, if I make 200,000 per month and she makes 20,000 rand per month, I must not mock and say, you're making peanuts. Because... the wheel turns.
Yeah.
Chances are 5 years from now, she could be the one making 200K and I'll be making 20, or I'll be out of work. And think about the future, because what if you have kids and you are both unemployed? Aren't you happy that you have someone who's self-sufficient? In case things go bad on your side, she's able to carry the family and move forward and be able to support the family. I don't get it. Eh?
But it's because you've hit the nail on the head. It's because a self-sufficient person deals with your ego. Now you are not the one providing. Everybody can provide. You're like, so if I don't buy bread, she can buy bread. I don't want that. You see, you are not helping or providing from a clean place. You are providing because it feeds your ego.
Shame.
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 063-688-0959.
I did some self-introspection like sometime this year where I wanted to find out, why am I always the go-to person whenever people need help? Like whenever people want help, they're always thinking of me. And after doing some self-introspection, I actually realized that it actually feeds my ego.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, it takes a lot to realize that it actually, it's not just about you wanting to help people because you think, you know, I'm a savior, you know. It also comes with people pleasing as well, and it's a very bad thing. I don't want to lie to you.
You know, coming from a helper, it's all good. Like this guy was saying, that it's like you'll be readily available that tomorrow, even if the next person comes, I'm ready to help. But one thing as helpers, what we don't realize is we stretch ourselves out, and we get to a point where we can't help anymore. And I think that's what we need to look at, honestly. We need to look at that. We can help, but it's a help because you get drained, and that's where it messes up the whole helper in you now, because of the draining. Oh, guys, go have.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Komoso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.